A state government shutdown could mean a conservative fishing season, and a Haines resident trains his dog to be the first local search and rescue certified canine. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. With a partial government shutdown looming, state agencies are making plans for what services might be reduced without a budget deal by July 1st. But salmon don't care about budgets and money. The fish are coming to Alaska waters whether or not the Department of Fish and Game will have its usual resources to manage them. KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer reports.
Commercial fishermen in Haines are readying their gillnet boats for the upcoming salmon season. They have about 3 weeks before their first opener in the Lynn Canal. That's about the same amount of time legislators have to approve a state operating budget before thousands of state employees face layoffs and many state departments face a partial shutdown. That includes the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. They count the fish and tell fishermen when and where they can operate. Cindy Adams captains the Lady Hawk. She says the budget uncertainty is not coming at an ideal time for the commercial fishing season.
That's a problem. I mean, a big problem for us, because we have a finite time to make our money, and if that gets compromised in any way, then our season, you know, is compromised.
Fishermen are ready. You know, everybody is just ready to go, and so we'll do our best to make sure they have that opportunity.
That's Jeff Regnart, director of the Division of Commercial Fisheries for Fish and Game. He says if a budget isn't passed by July 1st, ADF&G will have to operate with about 70% less money than usual. He says the department won't stop commercial fishing, but the management of those fisheries could be more conservative than usual. For example, the fleet could get less time to fish in a certain area. That's because survey and research programs might suffer and biologists won't have as much data to make management decisions.
You know, when we have less data, we get more conservative because we're going to err on the side of the fish. And so that's likely to happen if we're continuing to operate under this fiscal umbrella that we have. We'll do our best to make sure that it doesn't impact things substantially. That's really the key for us, is to make sure we can maintain the escapement, maintain the priority uses, healthy fisheries. That's our hope.
By July 1st, several fisheries will be underway across the state. In Southeast, those include salmon purse seine, gillnet, and troll fisheries. But Regnart says ADF&G has its priorities. First is the conservation of fish stocks. Second to that is managing for subsistence use.
Commercial fishing follows that subsistence use as a priority, and so we'll do our best to make sure those fisheries have an opportunity to harvest salmon. We hope that they can harvest it close to what they would have if we would have been funded, you know, if it would have been a, quote, normal year.
Unlike a normal year, Regnart says most forecasts predict near record levels of salmon returns across the state. The threat of a government shutdown is not stopping the fleet in Haines from getting ready for business as usual. Across the harbor from Adams is fisherman Bill Thomas. He thinks a more conservatively managed fishery isn't a bad thing.
You know, we've fished 12-hour openings in the past to conserve for fish.
Thomas has firsthand experience with the legislature. He's a former state representative, and he says a month is still plenty of time to forge a budget deal.
I think they'll have a budget by then. I think, you know, what's the old saying? You have nothing to fear but fear itself. You know, we don't need to panic yet.
Instead of worrying about what could happen to state government, Thomas will spend those 3 weeks gearing up for salmon season. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.
About 800 Alaska court system employees will be forced to take 2 days of unpaid leave around the holidays, a result of state budget cuts. Except for emergency business, the court system will be closed the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 27th, and Christmas Eve, a Thursday. That's according to spokeswoman Mara Rabinowitz. They're typically light work days. Court employees aren't affected by the executive branch layoff notices mailed Monday. In the the next couple months, Haines could have its first local search and rescue certified dog. Right now, canine rescue teams from Juneau are called into Haines or Skagway when there's a search in need of a dog's unique abilities. But Joe Osterling and his two-year-old German Shepherd, Hera, are close to changing that.
Like, we have this bond, I think.
Joe Osterling is standing near Jones Point with his dog, Hera. Hera sees the orange collar that she always wears when they go on their simulated search missions, and she is ready. They've done these gradually more difficult hide-and-seek trainings ever since she was a puppy. Osterling wanted to train Hera this way because he's helped with rescues in Skagway and Haines.
And I've always had dogs, and I've always liked the idea of combining the two, being able to provide a service to the community that we live in.
Here's one of the volunteer pretend victims that Hera will try to sniff out today.
Hayden Jimenez.
And what are you here to do?
Train a dog named Hera to find people that are lost.
8-year-old Hayden is here with his dad, Carlos. They've volunteered many times to help with Hera's training. They bring with them a walkie-talkie, bear spray, and some snacks.
I think the best thing would be to have you guys hide over there.
Okay.
Yeah, and just go in the woods a ways.
Hayden and Carlos head to their hiding place. Hera will find them with her nose. She's being trained in air scent search and rescue.
So if you can picture, like, from an individual, if we could see scent as, like, colors, there'd be this big plume coming off of us all the time. And so that's what she's keying into with her nose, is this the scent that comes off of us and is consistently emitted. Well, those guys are out of sight. Radio check, Hayden.
Got you out of sight.
10-4, buddy.
Osterling puts on Hera's orange collar.
She's excited. She's ready to play the game. And then
search and rescue missions are serious, but for the dogs, it's a game. Osterling says in every training, there needs to be positive reinforcement at the end. Hera's reward is a game of tug of war with a pair of Osterling's socks.
Okay. Are you ready to work? Yeah. Find him.
Osterling takes Hera on a path away from Carlos and Hayden. That will make the search longer and build up Hera's endurance. It's something they've been working on for a while. Osterling says they've trained every day for at least an hour in the past year and a half. They're training with Southeast Alaska Dogs Organized for Ground Search, or Sea Dogs, a nonprofit in Juneau.
Oh, I think it's going to be a huge impact to Haines and Skagway.
Bruce Bowler is the team manager for Sea Dogs. He says when they get a call from state troopers to help with a search, it can take 4 hours or even more to organize and get to Haines or Skagway. Haines firefighter and training officer Al Badgley says rescue dogs from Juneau have only been called into Haines a handful of times in the past 20 years. It takes time and money to bring in a team from somewhere else. Badgley says if Hera gets certified, canines might be used more frequently in searches, and dogs are able to cover a lot of terrain fast.
You know, the quicker we can respond and the quicker we can get somebody out there, the chances are better that we're going to be able to find them, you know, at a time when they can be saved. Find them. Let's go. So there, she's on scent right there. So you watch her, that zigzag pattern, and then the way she held her nose up in the air and her ears were forward, that's telling me she's on scent.
She's on it.
That's Carlos on the walkie-talkie. A few seconds later, Hera comes running back to us.
Good girl. Show me. Where are they? Show me. Let's go.
Yeah, she found us. We've got a good video of it this time.
Then Hera gets what she's been waiting for, her reward for a successful training. She and Hayden play tug of war with a pair of socks.
You got her, Hayden?
Yep.
What?
Yes, sir.
Can you say the alphabet at the same time?
What?
It has to be fun, and it has to be a game, and it has to be rewarding for her every time, no matter what the outcome is. The result of your search might not be something that you want to celebrate, but you have to celebrate with your dog at the end because they did what you asked them to do. And when you stop that, the dog will stop working for you.
Joe and Hera have pre-testing in Juneau in a couple weeks. Bruce Bowler at Sea Dogs says the Haines team should be search and rescue certified within a couple months. Osterling says knowing they could potentially save someone's life is a great motivation, but even if they never go on one mission, he says it'll be worth it because he loves spending time with his dog. Joe Osterling is looking for more volunteers to help with Hera's search and rescue trainings. You can contact him at 303-0234. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.